Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights. This is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We got to dive into the world of the animated intergalactic band Metal Warrior with Greg Cook and Carrie Kelly. This conversation aired on Wednesday, August 13th. Let's do it. Tonight, we are battling good and evil with our very special guests, Carrie Kelly and Greg Cook from the completely animated band Metal Warrior. Kelly, Greg, thank you both so much for being here.
Yeah, man. Awesome. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
So first off, let me just say congrats on the release of this new album, The Crushed Souls of Our Enemies. Carrie, man, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I mean, it's been we've been working on this project for a few years. It's a very expansive project, which we'll dive into and talk about here in a bit. But we're just happy everything is come to fruition and the album's out and people are enjoying it. And it's rad. You know, I mean, look, out of the gate, we come with a double album. You know what I mean? Why not?
That's right, man. That's right. And a few other things. And yeah, we are going to dive into that. But I mean, listen, you guys have to just... give the Loudwire Nights audience the full scoop here. I mean, Metal Warrior, where did this come from? I mean, I know it came from the two of you, but kind of take us behind the scenes here.
Yeah, give them a little synopsis there, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how much time do we have?
That's right.
You know, the whole thing about diving in, you know, so diving is the perfect metaphor and for what we did with this project and honestly, diving in deep. Like, we went really deep with this. So we imagined this world, this universe, really, the Metal Warrior verse, and it's graphically rich. We work with a guy named Ben Fellows, an illustrator who is just phenomenal with his style and his character and bringing these things to life with graphic novels, and said, okay, these graphic novels are about the adventures of this band, our four heroes, and they have very complex backstories. Illustrated especially by the backstory we primarily focus on of Skyden, the leader of the band, and he's got a very dark hero's journey that he's gone on from his childhood to through his young adult life, going sort of to the quote unquote dark side, becoming a force of malevolence and mayhem in the five galaxies, to eventually then coming to his atonement, and now fighting for righteousness. And all this was, metal was cathartic for him because he spent some time on Earth and discovered metal and really became a powerful force in the galaxies and formed this band, Metal Warrior. And they use it to tell the tales of their conquests and their journey, and also the tougher times, as well as to spread the cathartic word and feeling of metal throughout the five galaxies and its power for good. In a nutshell.
Yes, in a nutshell, man. That's a great elevator pitch. And the idea of fighting for righteousness and finding catharsis in metal. It's something humans and aliens can really relate to.
Yeah. Actually, it was, it was his first ability to ever channel his absolute rage that he feels inside of himself to something that wasn't negative when he found himself in a mosh pit for the first time. And the whole ethos, pick him up, be respectful in the mosh pit, but let it out at the same time. You're in there to get it out, not to hurt. You're in there to feel it and to give it. And that was the first time. And so he spent a lot of times in mosh pits on the earth. It is part of his formation of who he is.
I love it. I love it. Carrie, how did you and Greg get hooked up on this? Like what's the story here?
It was very simple, to be honest with you. It kind of started, I'll tell the story, Greg. He had asked me, he goes, hey, can you make some little bumper music? Like 30 second, 90 second, little clips for these characters, I'm thinking about. And it wasn't really related to the full story just yet, but I made these four little clips and he goes, wow, these are rad. And then next thing we know, we started working on this project, which he just kind of described, which is, developing them into full songs, developing these characters, the comic books, the complete story. And so it just was like a little fun little thing. And then we just started developing it into this huge thing. But it was really that simple. It was kind of like little bumper music for each little character. And then now it's a double album and 9 comic books and, you know, this and tokens and NFTs and everything fun.
And the backstory is Carrie and I have been friends for almost 20 years now, you know, initially through the craft beer world because it is great, great, great craft beer bars in Vegas and now brewery in Vegas, Evolve Brewing and Aces and Ales, which are so, I mean, like if you're in Vegas, you don't go to those places. You are not a metal or a rock and roll or a craft beer fan.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, you two have slightly different backgrounds, but obviously backgrounds that make a lot of sense together. So, you know, Carrie, I mean, you've got history with, you know, some legends in the world of rock and roll, Alice Cooper, Night Ranger, Slash. Tell us a little bit about that, man.
So, you know, I had originally met Greg back in the early 90s. I don't know exactly what year it was, but our band used to rehearse at his rehearsal studio in L.A. So obviously we weren't necessarily great friends, but he was the guy we had to pay the checks to, you know what I mean? And then we later connected, like he said, 20 years ago or something like that, more along the lines of the craft beer. But yeah, you know, I just been playing guitar my whole life, you know, and had my early bands in the, you know, late 80s and early 90s trying to struggle and, you know, be successful, which is very hard, as we know, one in a billion, it seems like. And in the late 90s, I got an opportunity. I actually played with this guy, Tal Bachman, which is Randy Bachman's son, for a while. He had a hit called She's So High.
Yeah.
But right after that, then I got the opportunity to play with Rat. You know, and that was like the original guys. You know, we had Steven in the band and I played guitar with Warren, you know, Warren DeMartini and Blotcher and et cetera. And then it just kind of kept going from there. I might have, you know, things would might have been different because I was in Rat and there was actually a little bit of a turmoil. I think it was in 99. Can't remember the exact year. And they had a schism with Steven. You know, Rat, they're always having a schism. And Steven actually quit the band.
Yeah.
So during that period, then Slash called me. And so I continued with him, you know, so if Steven wouldn't have quit the band, who knows what would have happened. But, you know, like you said, then I just kind of made my way into Alice and I've been blessed to play with a lot of great people, man. It's the entertainment business, you know, music, TV, movies, whatever is very challenging. And I just try my best and I love to play, you know.
Well, and playing guitar your whole life, like, bussing your ass to that point and still, you know, still bussing your ass, but to then get to that point of playing with Rat and playing with Slash and playing with Alice Cooper and on, like, and then to this point, forging a completely new path, you know, with a fully animated band, man. Like it's got to feel really great to be this many years into doing what you love to do and still be doing new things.
Absolutely. You know, that's one thing. And Greg and I have touched on this several times, you know, the last few years that we've been writing this music and developing the songs and such, is that, you know, with all those projects that we already just mentioned, you know, I've done records, you know, with Alice, Night Ranger, this, that, whatever. You're always kind of sometimes writing things that might fit in those boxes. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, this would be great for the new Alice record or great for the new Night Ranger. I want to play this for Jack or something like that, you know? But with this, you know, I would just come up with, you know, 3 or 4 different ideas sometimes. And Greg goes, oh, wow, that one's cool. It's we're kind of just doing anything that we just thought was cool or sounded cooler. So there was no mold, really, you know. And that's why we've come up with some very interesting songs. I mean, on the record, I mean, we have some regular songs that are, you know, 3-4 minute kind of commercial hard rock slash metal songs. And then we have these 10 minute epics that take you on these journeys, you know, up and down tempos, peaks and valleys, and it just all over the place. And, you know, that's just because we're doing what we think is cool without trying to fit in any kind of box, you know, that this is like this or like that. So it's pretty liberating and pretty cool and fun, you know?
I was going to say, it sounds like, no guardrails with Metal Warrior.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, being this is, you know, the first album that I've, you know, participated in, although I, you know, had been a songwriter previously, not terribly successful. It wasn't until I started writing with KK that really it just came out and came out in the right way. And I'm like, oh, man, I love that. But, you know, KK, you tell me, I mean, how much time do you spend listening to all of your portfolio of albums? Because I got to tell you, when I'm like out for a run or something, and I just want to listen to it, I find it's 50% of the time I put this on because I fucking love it.
I love it.
It just fucking burns, man.
I think that's great. Yeah, you know what? I get very excited usually, you know, during the whole process. You know, I guess you and I, Greg, haven't really touched on that element. But, you know, when we're doing the demos and then when it obviously when we go through the mixing process, after that point, sometimes I'm like, oh, I need a break. I mean, whatever the record is, you know, and even Night Ranger or Dallas or whomever. But it's great to when the song comes on and it's been a month later or 6 weeks or whatever it is, and it just comes up on your shuffle or whatever, and you revisit it and you are going like, this is pretty fucking rad, you know? So I'm with you on that. Absolutely.
So Greg, you kind of touched on, you know, a little bit that music isn't, you know, the professional music isn't necessarily your background. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you founded Stone Brewing, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So I started off, I moved to Hollywood in the early 80s, early mid 80s to go to guitar school, to, you know, GIT. And I had, you know, music dreams, and that's what I wanted to. And then I built music rehearsal studios, and I did some management, and I did a little bit of production. And it was, you know, I was so surrounded by people, whether at GIT or the rehearsal studios, that were so phenomenally beyond me in talent that it, in a way it had a negative effect, because it really just made me feel like I wasn't, you know, worthy of doing that stuff. You know, I sometimes wish that, you know, I'd been more into punk rock when I was younger than I was into, you know, metal, thinking I needed to be Yngwie or Vi or you know, Van Halen, right? When my skill set, where you can express yourself in valid ways outside of the technical acrobatics that, you know, that KK, that's what I love about KK, because he can do that stuff, but man, the feel. God, the feel. And so I don't have that technical ability. I discovered craft beer. I fell in love with it. It became my whole life. It was what I was all about. Still loving music, but taking all of my focus away from doing anything professionally in the music industry, other than continuing to have the rehearsal studios, and which I still operate today. And, you know, it became that thing. But, you know, anybody that knows Stone Brewing can easily see there is a lot of DIY rock and roll, you know, metal, you know, ethos in there. And I intentionally put it in there because that's who I am. It's where I come from. It's what I believe in. And it just bleeds out of me.
I love that, man. And I'm a huge metal fan. I'm a huge craft beer fan. And so, you know, those two worlds coming together to me, and I know to a lot of people, makes total sense. And the two of you have worked together, collaborated together on craft beer. Is that right? Collective Distortion IPA. Is that what?
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know your stuff. Good to hear. Awesome. Good note. We're talking to the right person.
Yeah.
I love that. So your friendship for 20 years, you know, obviously has led to this point of celebrating a brand new album from a brand new band, but you know, you guys have worked together in the past.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've done that. That was an incredible beer that we did that went to market, that, and that was rad. But I've done other beers with Stone, you know, over the years. And we actually just did, speaking of which, a new beer at my new place, Evolve Brewing, which is Evolve Brewing by Aces and Ales. And it's we got Greg out of the retirement and had him brew a beer with us, a black IPA. Awesome. So it's Evolve Brewing and Greg Cook and Metal Warrior. So it is called, is the namesake of the album. And we just released that beer, and you're available to get it at all Aces and Ales locations and Evolve Brewing. So we're still doing beer together and music.
That's awesome. I love that.
So you want to get your hands on get your hands on a pint of the crushed souls of our enemies, Black IPA.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, we could talk about beer forever, but we got to talk about this album, man.
So, I can, technically. Yes.
I got the double album, man. And, you know, it's still in its plastic. Like, I literally just got it. I haven't cracked it open yet. But I can even just tell holding it, this thing is, it's more than just two discs. There is a lot here. And so this is more than just a listening experience. I mean, you guys have created an entire world. Whether it's the massive booklet that's part of the package, or the comic book series that's coming, take us into all of this. I mean, you know, you're talking about creating music and creating these these landscapes with the different songs and just, you know, listening to that. But you've also created an entire kind of visual experience too.
Yeah, you know, I could talk to some of the music stuff, and then maybe Greg can get into to the books and things. But yeah, I mean, everything ties together.
Okay, let me interrupt only just long enough. I'm with you on that to say, Chuck, as KK is giving his answer, I want to ask you to turn around, grab over your shoulder, grab that album that's sitting in its plastic, open it up, and start opening up. And KK, sorry to interrupt, brother.
All good. I was going to say about the music or the different formats that we have, which are awesome, is that, yeah, I mean, it tells the story. Some songs actually go with the comic book, go with the story. Some songs are just songs on their own. But yeah, I mean, the packaging is just incredible. It's wonderful. I mean, you know, who starts off with a double album but us, and or a 17-page, you know, illustrated booklet that goes along with it. You know, we've got incredible versions of the album, black vinyl. You know, we have different splattered vinyls. We even have picture disc versions of the album. And not to be outdone, we have, of course, CD format, which is pretty standard, and cassette format. Why not? You know what I mean?
That's
so it's
right.
Like, it's been a big undertaking, but we put a lot of time, a lot of thought, a lot of effort, as you see there. I mean, look at that, dude. Trifold gatefold. I mean, it's incredible. There's, like I said, a lot of time, a lot of effort. Oh, look, you got a splatter. All right. Rad.
I love this. This is amazing, man. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm a, you know, I want to be a record collector, and this kind of thing is amazing. I mean, this is why I love vinyl. Because
yeah.
It's something you can hold. I love seeing the artwork blown up on a 12-inch jacket, but this is next level. You mentioned the trifold.
Yeah.
You don't see that. You know, you don't see
no.
that anymore. And so you open this up, just a massive world painted onto this jacket. It's amazing. This is really amazing. And also, I got to say,
yeah,
as a super nerd, I love that it has like the OB on the side of the on the side of the record. And so, you know, for deep collectors, you always look for the records from Japan, and they have that
yep.
strip on the side. And the fact that you guys do that is really cool.
Yeah, notice that ours has both Japanese and Volution. Volution is the language from
That's
our
awesome.
Drummer, the
yeah.
Volution White Ape.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the details on everything, you know, nothing was spared. You know, everything was done right, and nothing was rushed either. You know, although, you know, I'm sure we wanted to try to get things done faster, but you know, we really took our time, even with writing the songs, and Ben, our illustrator for the comics, which Greg can touch on here in a second. You know, it takes time to do that stuff and to do it right. You know, and that's the way we did it, and it came out awesome. You know, and that's one thing. Even with the songs, you know, we try to work as much as we can. Obviously, I'm out with Night Ranger a lot, and Greg has his other business ventures as well. So sometimes we can only get together, you know, two or three or four days this month, and then that month or whatever. But it kind of gives you some time away from the music to. I think it you can get better music out of not trying to. Push things sometimes, you know, like some bands where you've got, okay, we've got to make a record. Okay. We need to come up with 15 songs in the next month, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I think it's better if you do have the, you know, leisure schedule, and you can really develop things and work on them. And that's what we were able to do with this and the complete project. But we're glad that it's come to fruition now. Let's put it that way.
Well, and again, like you talked about earlier, just, you know, kind of removing those guardrails and having that liberation to do what you need to do. And
yeah.
if this album needs to take a few years to get to this point, then
yeah.
you've got that freedom. So great.
Yeah, we're working on the next double album now.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
It's hard to imagine coming out with a single version, a single album, you know.
Right, yeah, you can't go back. You got to keep going bigger. So Greg, take us then. I mean, the next level of this is not just this beautiful packaging with a story in and of itself, but this comic book series too.
Yeah, I think it's really coming full circle for me, you know, coming back from my youth when I would absolutely just devour every single word, every single graphic, every single picture that anybody ever put into their albums and their liner notes and their lyrics and my favorite bands. I mean, it wasn't the YouTube world that we live in now where you can dial up anything, you know,
right.
You were scour for it. And so that plus, you know, just going back a little further, my childhood, just sitting and reading the back of the you know, the cereal back box, you know, of your cereal. That then, you know, if you know anything about Stone, you know that we're the first ones to write serious stuff on, you know, a lot of volume of words on the back of the label, because I just wanted to, I love conveying, you know, where we're at, what our philosophy is, what, you know, where we're coming from, what the, what you're, you know, could be experiencing in the beer. And now it's coming back 360 to the beginning of being able to pour all that back into this package with the storylines and the artwork and the music. You know, for example, we have one of our graphic novels, or the first one is called Getting the Band Back Together. And it just imagines the story of the four band members being separated by a 1,000-year war, getting back together. And now they got a big concert they're going to play and getting prepared for that. And it's in the concert, in the graphic novel, that they get attacked by some of the evil, we call them Malicites, or sort of orcish style characters. And they get attacked on stage. And that actually is what happens in the song Malicite Smash, which is our latest single that we released. And so this it's really the song that is happening on that stage in the graphic novel. It's live. The all the people in the audience are getting splattered by blood and gore. They think it's part of the show. It really isn't. It's really happening. They really are. They have their lives in jeopardy, you know, so all this kind of thing. So it's really kind of just like, because we were asked from the, you know, everybody asked, is this a graphic novel series or is this music? And we're like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So when you guys take a step back, I mean, you think about, you know, the decades that you've known each other, the things you've done, the years you've put into Metal Warrior at this point, celebrating the new album, celebrating all that's to come. Like, take a step back. What do you hope the legacy of this is? I mean, you're at the very beginning, real in so many ways. Yeah. What do you hope the legacy of Metal Warrior is?
We want to continue the legacy. They're already legends in a way.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but no, you know, it's keeping it fun. You know what I mean? And we hope to develop more stories. You know, we got two books that are out currently. Well, book zero and book one and two. I think the third book, Greg, is coming out now, or it is out now with the record release. And those are coming out, I believe, every 6 or 8 weeks. And that the comics are through Z2. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Z2 Comics, right. which Josh Bernstein over there.
We love Josh. He does all Z2. Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Dickinson stuff and everybody, Motorhead, blah, blah, blah. So he's a great guy. So he's our partner over there. But, you know, like I said, we're working on new material right now. We just want to continue, man, you know, continue this. And we're doing fun, cool stuff. Like I said, we just have this NFT release. We were just at the NFT convention in New York about a week and a half ago. It was the 8th annual. You know, some crypto token Metal Warrior coins, you know, things that people in the music space, you know, really aren't getting into, you know. So we've got a lot of toes in a lot of pools, you know, which we think are fun and cool,
for sure,
and different.
Well, and I got to ask this, and, you know, in today's world, anything is possible. Have you guys thought about the live aspect of this, a live show with Metal Warrior, and what that would look like?
Yeah, I've honestly thought about it constantly, and seriously, from the very beginning, because you're like, what if? Because you can't, you know, with such a visual heavy medium that we've gone into with graphic novels, and with the way that the album is shared in the booklet, you know, visuals are a big part of it, and I'm a big fan of, you know, some of that spectacle. You know, what we envision is bringing together the full spectacle of like the most amazing metal show you've ever seen with the storylines and the characters woven throughout. So you have a beginning, a middle, and an end to the story as the concert goes on. So think of like musical theater, which, I mean, how many people in metal think about musical theater, right?
Yeah.
Maybe nobody. But what, imagine, just like, I guess, like Hamilton did by bringing rap music into that venue. I think that venue is ripe for like some serious heavy music, some serious heavy storylines. Like, you know, there's some, you know, some serious stuff going on in the storylines, and it's not all fun. Because you got to get dark before you can see the light, kind of a thing.
That's it. If you're fighting for righteousness, man, there's going to be some pain and suffering too.
Precisely. So it's going to be a big technological lift because we have, you know, it's a lot of visual intensity that we want to bring to it. So we're not there yet, but we do envision, you know, this happening where people are like, that is the most incredible thing I have both seen and heard in my entire life.
I love that. What a great note to end on. Kerry Kelly, Greg Cook, thank you both so much for hanging with us tonight. Listeners, everything thank from Metal you, Warrior for this new album, The Crushed Souls of Our Enemies. Everything you need at metalwarrior.com. We'll keep you posted right here on Loudwire Nights too. But Kerry, Greg, guys, it's great to hang and catch up. And I can't wait to see all that to come. And hopefully we can chat again soon.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.